It is. Isaac Smith, the captain of Hawthorn Footy Club. Welcome to Fox Footy Live.
Captain?
You are now.
There you go.
Give us an insight into what you've been doing with your days off.
Mate, not a hell of a lot, to tell you the truth. We've got a 10-week old little girl here, so been looking after her, but fair few texts and fair few phone calls, trying to get a bit of life admin done before I put the feed up, hopefully for a couple of weeks.
Oh, Zach Dermott here. Without giving away your address, where are you? The buffering of the streaming here, you're not in the Antarctic, are you? You look like you're a fair way. Where are you?
Mate, I'm in Hawthorn. That might be because Telstra, I don't know if anyone of you know anyone from Telstra, but they cut my internet off 4 weeks ago and told me I was getting NBN, but I haven't been hooked up yet. So, if you could help me out there, that'd be good, because it's going to be a long 5 weeks without internet.
Yeah, Telstra, one of our owners here. Good day to Telstra, the magnificent service.
When they set it up, Jonathan, it'll be brilliant. It'll be brilliant.
Hey, Smithy, what was Clarko's message to you when he sent you off?
Mate, his message was very similar to Brett Ratton's, I think, which has been all over Fox the last few days. But it was stay safe, look after yourself first and foremost, look after your family, and footy's secondary to what's going on in the world right now. So take care of your family, take care of yourself, and obviously stay fit and healthy and all that. But yeah, just look after the community around you.
He didn't play a tune on the guitar before you left, did he?
He did.
What was the tune?
Yeah, he did. I can't tell you. Clargo's a wordsmith, and he likes to, just be pretty poetic with a certain amount of things in footy, which is good. So I won't let anything else out.
Isaac, Josh Gavrilich reported on the Fox Footy website yesterday that the GWS Giants and Gold Coast players were actually taking their weights home from the club. Has there been any of that sort of activity at Hawthorn?
Yeah, we rocked up Monday morning, and Luke Boyd and Zane, our two conditioning guys, had pretty much emptied the gym and put everything out in the open area and had our numbers next to all the weights. It was pretty funny, actually. I only had a couple of weights there because I don't lift too many, to be honest. But young Jackson Ross, a young guy on our list, pretty much had every bit of equipment that was in our gym in his pile. The poor bugger, he had to back up his ute and load it up. So, it's interesting times, and I've seen a lot of guys on their Instagram show that they've loaded their garages up as gyms and everything like that. But hopefully I'll be ducking off to my missus' parents' farm in the next couple of weeks and have a bit of space to roam around.
Oh, mate, this is right in my wheelhouse now. We were talking to Jack Zeeble last night, and he was telling us about some of the other boys. The biggest we've got at the moment, I think, is around 60 acres for anybody. But he said Ben Cunnington's just bought another couple of hundred. So we're finding out who's got the biggest acreage. big's your
big,
folks?
Big boy. It's about 100 acres, but Big Boy McAvoy's just ducked off to his farm, and he owns about 4,000 acres, I think. So,
where at?
He's in between maybe Storeway.
Yeah.
What does he
Jonathan Segler's just backed his caravan up on the Murray River up near Albury, so he sent me a photo of about 10 bottles of wine in his fishing rod. I don't even know if his wife got a gig, to tell you the truth.
You think about some of the blokes who are doing that sort of stuff, Isaac, and I'm thinking Mitch McGovern could be camped on the side of a river somewhere with the biggest esky ever known to mankind. You conjure up these types of images.
I was going to say, there's going to be some blokes in the AFL that come back as fat as ours, as I reckon, and he's probably 100% to be one of them, I would have thought.
Can you nominate one of your boys that'll be a chance for the fat club, Smithy?
Fat club, who have we got? Like Luke Hodge and Grant Birchall, the two boys who went up to Bridget and Hodgie. They would have been the biggest we've got, but everyone's in pretty good nick at Hawthorn at the moment, so maybe the captain might let himself go, Strato.
Yeah, nice. At what point do you start missing footy, Isaac? Are you one of these guys that wants to be training now and wants to be playing, or do you sort of not mind getting away for a couple of weeks, then you want to get back into it?
Well, it's pretty interesting. So we've effectively just done a 5-month pre-season for nothing. So I feel like we've done a fair bit of training. So I'm taking the approach of taking a couple of weeks off. I know 31st of May has been floated that hopefully we get back, but I'd be very surprised if we got back by then. So I feel like guys will probably end up doing probably another 2 or 3 months pre-season themselves by the time we actually end up and get going. So, yeah, feed up for a couple of weeks and then get moving.
Smithy, are you allowed to train with any of your teammates?
Pretty much. I think that's a no, Brownie. Well, we're going to head down to, I said, my missus' parents' farm, and they're in their 60s, so they're obviously in that high risk factor. So I'm probably going to isolate myself a bit before I head down there. And I'm pretty sure everyone else is doing very similar things. They've all got family that they'll probably end up heading back to. So, yeah, the more and more you see on the news, the more and more serious it gets. We're obviously a couple of months behind the rest of the world, but yeah, it's going to be pretty real, I think, in 4 or 5 weeks' time.
Who are you kicking the footy with up the farm?
I think I'll have a kick with my missus, and my dog's just had its ACL done, so it won't be chasing the ball. But yeah, I'll be just having a kick around, and mate, it'll be interesting.
Are you a Sudoku type guy? Or you do puzzles? I like jigsaws.
Do you do?
I'm a jigsaw puzzle type of guy.
Oh, Shock, can you give us a look?
Oh, you are.
There you go.
So I just finished that one, and then I've got this one to go, Dermy. I don't know how the quality is, but I bought that one the other day because Candace and I both love travelling, but I don't think we're going to be able to do it for about 18 months. So we might just see where we can't go for the next 18 months. And this is what I'm most looking forward to over the next couple of weeks. one of my favourite bottles, Bethany Shiraz out of the Barossa. I've just got that one out tonight, and yeah, might have a
sponsor?
Bit of a dabble tonight, I reckon.
Is that a sponsor or are you...
No, they're not a sponsor, but Bethany, it's certainly my favourite wine out of the Barossa, so if they want to send a few over, I've got a few weeks.
What about the Vandenberg yes. label?
Oh, yeah, Vandenberg, great wine, but they're not out of the Barossa, are they?
Okay. Who are some of it might be. Hey, you got a restaurant too, Smithy. How's that going? It's obviously closed down.
Yeah, Brownie, we've gone into full takeaway mode. So, our biggest thing is that we know that a lot of people are going to be, one, scared to go out to the supermarkets, and two, it's going to be very difficult to get food at certain times. So we're doing a full takeaway. We've got a lot of apartments and that around us, so we just want to make it as easy as possible for people to be able to get food. And the other thing is, if we can keep a couple of people in jobs and keep them safe and healthy, then that's a good thing as well.
What's the name of the restaurant again, mate?
Mate, Jammu, just off Bridge Road in Richmond. So jump on Uber Eats or call the restaurant directly, and I reckon we can sort you out, big fella.
Yeah,
Jammu.
How do you spell that? In the next half hour, we.
Jammu. Is that like saying...
J-A-M-U, Dermy.
Oh, right. I thought it was like talking to a cow. Jammu? Or just... Oh, no, I didn't know. A beef restaurant or something. I don't know. Jammu?
Oh, my
no,
God.
Not me. He did. Hey, tell us...
Malaysian, Dermy.
Right. Okay, thank you. Now, young Finn McGuinness has arrived at the club. Did he dethrone you?
Well... He did it, mate. To be honest, yeah, he won. I had a baby the day before.
excuses.
Oh, I did it. My missus did. So. he knows that I've got him well and truly covered. The time trials are not what matters when you're 30-odd years of age these days. So if we have to have a one-off race, I reckon we'll end up putting him back in his box.
So what was that distance? What was that distance and what did he get you by?
2.2K. He's a good-looking rooster, though.
Yeah. The old man wasn't bad looking, yeah, yeah.
And what did he get you by, Isaac? A few metres?
Mate, I've got no idea, to be honest. Maybe 5 or 10 metres. I just cruised behind him, kept pushing.
I just slipstreamed
behind. You
know,
with these young guys, Brownie would know these things. When you get the young guys into the club, you got to pump them up every now and then and make them feel good about themselves. So
says the bloke who's won 10 in a row.
As long as he doesn't stay being a November champion or a December champion. We've had plenty of those down over the years.
I remember...
November hero, April Fool.
Yeah,
brand.
That's right, exactly.
When I went to Collingwood, you do two warm-up laps at training, and there was a little bloke called Johnny Hassel, was fitness fanatic.
Yeah,
but Nathan Buckley hated losing at anything, even the warm-up laps. So by the... last 200 metres of the second lap, between those two would be a flat chat, sprint to the line. They beat us home by a lap just because he just did not want to lose the warm-up lap. So don't give me none of this tripe that you were just pushing him along, mate. He did you.
Nah, I'm all good. I'm pretty confident where I sit.
Isaac, can't let you go without asking about what's happening in the news at the moment. Have you been keeping an eye on the pay discussions, or are you just letting the delegates and Danger and Paul Marsh sort it out for you?
Oh, all right, mate. I've been keeping a little eye on it. I've been pretty disappointed, really, with how it's all played out and how probably the media have portrayed the whole thing and how it just tends to be a story of a story. I think the real issue at the moment is the health and well-being of our whole community. There's so many intricate details to things like that. There's so much emotion at the moment that that's going to take time to play out. And I think what we're seeing is the coaches, the players, the clubs, the AFL, everyone's willing to do their bit to get this industry through this terrible time. So things will play out in time. But, yeah, I've been pretty disappointed with the whole thing, to tell you the truth.
No, good honesty. I absolutely rate that. I think you probably echo the thoughts of many players and many people around the industry as well. Before I let you go, on a lighter note, I'm going to ask Derm and Brownie in a couple of moments' time what their favourite sporting movie of all time is. I'm putting you on the spot. What is your favourite sporting movie of all time?
Oh, favourite sporting movie of all time. Is dodgeball a sport?
Yes, that counts. Absolutely, absolutely it counts. Dodgeball.
Dip, duck.
Probably, if we're going serious, probably Remember the Titans.
Oh,
probably,
very good.
Yeah, good flick.
The number one.
Very good. Thank you, Isaac, and we appreciate you having a chat to us.
No worries. Enjoy, fellas.
See you, mate.
Isaac Smith, not the Hawthorn captain, the Hawthorn leader. Liam Shields is the Hawthorn captain. Derm Brownie, we'll be back in a couple of seconds' time with more and your favourite movies of all time.